The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
I want to say hello to David Hart, who's the manager of the sailing centre here in Skull. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
And wow, if you're going to have a, if you're going to manage a sailing centre, like this is the one to manage, isn't it? It's just beautiful.
No, you couldn't find a better place. It's unique in a lot of different ways.
Sure.
I mean, I suppose I've travelled the world, lived in the Caribbean for 4 years, and I come back here and miles ahead. Absolutely.
Is it really in terms of
miles ahead? I mean, you look at it in a way that it's got Cape Clear, which is only literally an hour away. You've got Baltimore, you've got Crookhaven, all the little places you can go on a sailing side.
Yes.
And have a completely different experience. You know?
People who've been here talk about how the sailing is on the curriculum for the school. Yeah, and they teach the school children to sail.
Yeah, again, it's a unique thing. You know, it started off a good few years ago, and what happened is that the school never really had sailing before it all started. There wasn't really a sailing ethos here, and it just built up and built up and built up, and now it's got to a stage where you go to a university event, for example, you could have 60% of the helms and crews would be past pupils of Skull Community College.
And what's nice about it is in my opinion, is that sometimes people think sailing is out of reach financially and for different reasons, but if you put it into the school system, it seems to be more accessible. Yeah. It just feels democratic.
I mean, you know, I'm not dressed that well. I'm not a wealthy individual. And I came through it as a young kid who just wanted to do the sport. And I learned the sport. And there's a lot of people have a lot of money that want people like me to sail their boats.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to see the world. And we have a lot of our kids that have gone down that road, past pupils, that are now doing it professionally. And we had three people who are going towards 2020 Olympics, three
great
past pupils.
Great.
And it's a sport really for all.
Yes.
You know, for anybody.
And what a beautiful way to spend
incredible
your time.
Thanks.
David, thank you for your time.
No problem.